Dr. Yashkin was discussing the rise back and forth between the Balei Chesis and the Rimagash. Do we say that Migo is Pelta Meshvua? Do we say Migo is not Pelta Meshvua? So the Rimagash basically had three riots. Three riots were the three Shavuos in the Torah. And the fact that the Torah has a Shavuos HaShomrim, and every Shomer L'chorah should get off, be able to get off the hook with Migo, I should be believed to say, Nen, so Migo, I could have said that either I didn't take it in the first place or I returned it. So why isn't he believed with Migo? You see, for me, Migo lifted Meshvua Arena. So he said, not necessarily, it's Amigo de Ha'oz, it's Amigo de the Dummy, it's as he said yesterday. The second Gaval Garaya of the Rimagash was, isn't every made of Mitzah, it's Amigo, Amigo, he couldn't make a call. So he said, come on, that's a Raya, that was Rabbi's Kash, and that's also called Amigo de Ha'oz. So for the Rimagash is 0 for 2. And now he comes with the third Raya. The Raya is, every Shavuos Erechot should always be Amigo. What's the Amigo? I claim that you owe me $1,000, and you deny the whole story. I bring an Erechot that says, you do owe me $1,000, you borrowed $1,000. So you should turn around and say, well, believe me that I'm telling the truth and I never borrowed it. Migo could have said I returned it. If you would have said you returned it, so that would have been okay. The aid doesn't know whether you returned it or not. So every Shavuos Erechot should get off the hook because it's a Migo. It's a Migo that it could have said a Chazarti. So why not? Was that been from the you see from here that Migo lifted the Shavuos Erechot. And that was Rimagash's third and final Raya. So comes the Ran, who left off yesterday, comes the Ran and says, no, it's not a Raya. Comes around and says there's a technical problem to invoke Migo against the Erechot. And that's the one that appears in the sixth parak of Metziah, called the Migo v'Mokam Edim. What's the din if I advance claim X, and claim X in and of itself shouldn't really win the case, but Migo I could have claimed claim Y. So I'm on a roll. I should win the din Torah, hands down with Migo. What's the problem? Small technical problem. The tiny X that I did advance, not only is it not a believable claim, there's something significantly problematic with it. There are Edom who's saying, the checker. There are Edom, there are two Edom standing in front of Bezos and saying, this is Sheker v'Chazav, it's not true. So, Amigo, Echav Amigo, what do you want from me? I got Amigo. Amigo's the greatest thing in the world. Greatest thing in the world. Amigo falls to pieces. Amigo self-destructs in the presence of Edom. Migo v'Mokam Edom L'Amrinan means that when the Taina that you're advancing is so bad that it's contradicted by Edom, so you could have today Migo for today or tomorrow, Migo v'Mokam Edom L'Amrinan. So that's the Pharisee Gemara in the sixth parable of Metziah. Comes the Ran and says, a Gevaldik Gevar, to deflect the Raya of the Rimagash. Comes the Ran and says, we know, the famous Gemara Masech HaShavuos, an absolute equation. What's the absolute equation? It's not really an equation. It's Ein Echad L'Inyan Shavua equals what? Ein Echad L'Inyan Shavua equals Beis Edim L'Inyan Mamon. Kol Mokom She Edim Achayv Mamon Ein Echad is Kam L'Shavua. That's the verse of Gosa. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu Pasha Shoftim L'Yakom Ein Echad B'Ish Ava Kamu L'Shavua. It doesn't just mean Kamu L'Shavua, there's a Chi of Shavua for an Ein Echad. It's more than that. It means that in Hilchas Shavuos, an Erechot is like two Edim. Vis-a-vis Hilchas Shavuos, an Erechot equals two Edim. So comes around and says, part of that equation of that vis-a-vis Shavuos, an Erechot equals two Edim, is just as a Migo b'Mokom two Edim is no good, so to a Migo b'Mokom Erechot in the realm of Shavuos is no good. He's like taking on the halakha equivalent of Edim. So the Ran is able to deflect the Raya of the Rimagash. How come the Rimagash didn't realize that? How come the Rimagash, going back to Spain, sitting back in his cave and rolling the scrolls from yesterday, how come the Rimagash saw that as a Raya? Didn't he realize that the Dicha is obvious? So there's obviously some Machlekes now, a side Machlekes, we're not going to talk about this Machlekes too much, but there's obviously another issue going on here in between the lines. What is it? They're having a Machlekes about the validity of what? Which sign on the board? How equal is this equal? How serious do we mean? How serious is that equation? Does that really mean it? That we look at it and we say, you're two? In Hilchas Shavuos, you equal two? You're two people? Or do we say, come on, it's a Malitza V'Alma. That means just as two Edim have the ability to Mechayev Mamun, so too an Erechot has the ability to Mechayev Shavua. But not every equal is an equal. Not all Edim are created equal. Some Edim are more equal than others. To quote a great piece of literature. So Rabbi say, we've seen this kind of a shayla countless times. This is back to the Brachas days, remember? Come on. Kovish Kim Bushel, that was the original, right? Is kavush kim mevushal? Or is kavush have certain qualities like mevushal? Where do we have at least 20 of these over the years? Right? Whenever the Chazal say, this is this, what does that mean? Does that mean it's mamish the same? It means every all qualities are the same. What it means that vis-a-vis certain areas of Allah, there are certain characteristics that are similar. So there's a collapse of chalikus, the rimagash and the ran, how serious to take this equal sign. So Rabbi say, Baruch Hashem, we followed the ikvei siran. We've defended the Baal HaTaisis. We have three rayas, as they say, l'havlov of those, three up, three down. And the bottom line is, we have no rayas. There are no conclusive rayas to anything. So we're back to square one. We're back to, what's the din? Is miga pati b'shvu or not? We have no rayas. We have no rayas. We have no rayas. We forgot the most conclusive raya. What's the most conclusive raya? Isn't Rava Ehesky Mikarech Migo? Isn't Taisa 100% right? The answer is absolutely not. There must be another pshat in the Gemara. There's got to be some other pshat in the Gemara that leaves out that magic word Migo. Oh, we know another pshat. Rashi's pshat. We don't want to go that route. We couldn't get out of the hole on Sunday. We're going to go back to there again. So we're looking for a phantom shot. We're looking for a third possibility in our Gemara. B'pnei ma'amrit Torah. Why does the Torah Kadesh say, Meidu mitzvah is potter? Isn't Rabbi asking me kerech me? So comes to Ran and says, you're going to ask this kasha against the Rimagash? Yesh the faresh, hay sugi b'derech acher, says the Ran. Vein komokal maharich. He doesn't have time to be maharich. He wrote a whole shiur klali. But he doesn't get into what the other pshat is. What's the other phantom pshat? So we sense there's another pshat in Agamara out there. There's got to be. We could smell there's another pshat. The Ran is dropping hints that there is such another pshat. So where is the other pshat? So where would you look? If you're looking at the Gimel Medala for another pshat, you're looking for any Rishon who's going to bail us out, where would you look? Your best shot is to look, open up a Shidduch Kubetz and just fiddling through the pages. Someone's got to say, if it exists, so then Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi found it. So it's got to exist somewhere. So Baruch Hashem, the Shidduch Kubetz didn't let us down. And Shidduch Kubetz quotes the mysterious other pshat, the phantom pshat that the Ran is alluding to. And we spoke about this pshat before. What was Rabbi's kasher, Rabbi say? Bipnei ma'omra Torah. How come the Torah said, Meidu miktas is potter, is chayim, I'm sorry, typically he's a migo? What was Rabbi's kasha? What was Rabbi's kasha? Bipnei ma'omra Torah meidu miktas tani yeshava. Not that he should be potter. What was Rabbi's kasha? He was looking at two halachos, and he was trying to analyze how could it be that the Yatzu Mipe'echad, the Ribbono Shlom gave us two halachos that don't seem to fit together. On the one hand, the Torah Kadesh says, May the mixes is chayef, kiuzeh, you can't argue with that. On the other hand, the Torah says that Koifra Kol is potter, you can't argue with that either. So asks Rabba, how are you talking? I don't even want to call it a philosophical drush upshot. It's close to that. But what Rav is asking, it's not just stopping the Velter, right? He's waking up one day and saying, gee, let's philosophize about Meidu Mixus. No, Rav is troubled with Meidu Mixus. He couldn't sleep the whole night. You know why? Because there were two halachas that are staring at one another and they're contradicting another. How come one kind of a taina with a response warrants a Shavuot Deraisa, and the other kind of taina with a response doesn't get a Shavuot Deraisa? So what Rav is not really asking, let Meidu Mixus be potter. What Rav is really asking, it's Mimman of Shach. Either they're both chayv or they're both potter. If the Torah would have said both chayv, both potter, either one would have been okay. Rav is bothered. If name ba amr Torah, there's a line missing in Rav's question. If name ba amr Torah, money mixtani yeshava. What's the brackets? Bekofra kol potter. Rav is asking a dual question. He's not asking why should money mixes be potter only. He's asking let either they're both chayv or they're both potter. That's the rephrase. That's the phantom shot of Rav's question. It's a great question. And there's a great answer. You know what the great answer is? That Kofra Kol is for short potter. You know why? Why is Kofra Kol potter? Ain't nothing made of Nebuchadnezzar Chayvai. And why is Meidu Mixus Chayav? Because Ishtamuti Kamishtamit, it's not really Ha'oz, the whole story. It's a different question with a different answer. Remember that, everybody say, because we're going to get to the Sugya, hopefully, of Kofra Kol. Not that long down the line, and this pshat is going to resurface for the third time this year. So remember this pshat, keep it on the back burner. But for our purposes, we've discovered the phantom pshat. So when all the dust settles, there is no raya brewer to anybody. Shuas Hashem is not a raya, Erech is not a raya, Madamit is not a raya, Rav is not a raya, the end of the day, it's Taisvis against the Rebbe Gashra. Taisvis representing just about all the Rishonim against the Rebbe Gashra and the Rambam. That school of thought that honestly held, need a lift of Mishvah learning. So Rabbi said, we finished the Rayas. Well, there is some Drusha, there's some phantom Drusha that says Kofar Kol is Plata. Did you want to know why you ask? No, he's asking the question on both. He's saying, how come Moedim Mixas is Chayev and in contrast to Kofar Kol being Plata? Then you should have said, Bibneima Amr Torah Kofar Kol Plata.
Or isn't the answer just because of the Drusha?
No, but he's trying to understand what's the nature of that Drusha. Why should that be so? It doesn't make any sense. The two dinim are on the board. Everyone agrees to the two dinim. Kofar Kol Plata, Moedim Mixas Chayev, it's a Nishta, Beferish, and Shavuos. Nobody ever questioned that from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rab is asking the question, these two dinim are very strange. They seem to contradict one another. That's the question. You want to call it philosophy? You want to call it a sermon shop this morning? Maybe. Whatever you prefer. So Rabbi Zai, don't take me literally what I'm going to say, but we haven't started the sugya yet. We really have not started the sugya. We've been talking around the sugya. We've been bringing rayas back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, but we haven't really begun to hit head on the sugya. We have a machloek, is praise in the Rebbe Gashra. It's meager praise for sure not. What do I mean we haven't started the sugya? We haven't asked the most basic fundamental question. Why? Why shouldn't meager be praise in the Shmur? If meager exists, it's a deraisa. You want to learn that from Pesha Asi, you want to call it from here. Whatever the mark of meager is, it's a deraisa. If it works, lift on me, mamon. Why conceptually should the Rebbe Gashra say it doesn't work in Shmur? That's the real question we have to ask. We got the what, we got the rayas, and we haven't found the raya. Now we have to go back to the drawing board, to the world of Svara. Why should or should not be good to Mishra? I wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and ask you, what do you think? You never learned from a common, never learned from a mitzvah, never learned anything. What do you think? This Svara, should Migul be part of Mishra or not? No pun intended, but Amotzeh Chila V'raya, the Rebbe Gashra has got a proof. If Migul exists, why should it be limited to such a scope? The Baisag, even the question itself that I just presented can be phrased a little bit stronger. I could repackage the question in an even more powerful way. I just asked you, why? Like, Meicha Taisei. Comes the Rosh of a Sechet Shavuos and asks the question with a sharpness, mamash with a knife, into the Pshad of Rebbe Gashra. Says the Rosh, you want to tell me that Migo only works for Mammon, and Migo doesn't work for Shvua, you're driving a wedge between Hilchus Shvuos and Hilchus Mammon. You're saying these are two different areas of Halacha, Hilchus Shvuos Luchot, Hilchus Mammon Luchot. Says the Rosh, it's not true. Because as we all know, Shvua basically is Dina Mammonis. Every Chiyah Shvua is really just another obligation in terms of Mammonis. How do I know that? I have my back pocket Halacha. Says the Rosh, I pull out my trump card whenever I need it. What's it called? Every Din Torah that starts out in Shavuos may quickly turn into a Din Mamonis. If the Baal Dover is not willing to take the Shavua, cannot take the Shavua, for whatever reason, he's a Naskad Rabbi Abba, he's a Choshed, he's a this, he's that, whatever the reason is, the bottom line is every Din Torah that starts out of Shavuos may very, very quickly turn into Mamonis. And as such, says the Rosh, how could you now arbitrarily differentiate and say, in Hilchus Mammon, yeah, there's a concept of Migo. In Hilchus Shavuos, there's no such thing as Migo. What do you mean? How could that be? Every Din Torah of Shavuos is by definition a Din Torah of Mammon. Just wait a few minutes till all the facts clear up, and we end up applying Gemaras about Mitoch Shein Yochel Shor Mishalim. So how can you arbitrarily distinguish between the two? That's how the Rosh sharpens the question. There are both say one could l'chora sense that the reason why the Rosh came up with this kasha is the Rosh what? It was only the Rosh we would have expected to throw this arrow at us, shoot this arrow at us. I'm not surprised it was the Rosh. I was even expecting it from the Rosh. Why? The what? The Yesh Makshin Hever. If you remember back, all the way back to last week, right? Okay? Seems so long. Was it last week? There's another one in between, I don't know. This is the last sugya.
No,
No, no, we had something else in between. What do we have in between? Oh, Dorado, I forgot. I knew this. I knew it's been 2 weeks since Yom Tov. What happened? Dorado, someone that was like a mental block again against Sukkos and Dorado. Okay. So everybody said, all the way back, 3 sugyas ago, to the opening days, right after Yom Tov, that inspiration of Sukkos Torah for dancing in our, ringing in our ears, we quoted a machlekes, Rabbi Sheinim, about whether eight echad can pote the mishvua or not. Okay? Can eight echad be pote the mishvua? I'll tell you the hardest part of the sugya about Echad Pot Mishvua. I just realized 10 minutes ago the hardest part of Echad Pot Mishvua. That's why I was late for Shia. I was supposed to speak about this at the White Open House. Then they have an open house next week or something. 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever it is. So they want me to speak about something about Mitzvah topic. So I was trying to isolate what can I talk about that no one who ever, someone who never learned about Mitzvah can relate to. Okay, Shvua is Echad. I figured I'll talk about Echad Pot Mishvua. What was my biggest problem in the sugya? I couldn't figure out what in the world should I call this in English. How can I possibly package this in English? So they're sitting there in the office, one of the admissions, this is a hot topic of admissions. How are we going to turn this into an English topic? Under oath, over oath, inter oath, witness, I don't know. I said, guys, I got to go say Shia. My job is I gave you the topic, do whatever you want with it. So whatever it looks like, it's not my fault. Okay. We had a famous Rai of the Ramban. Ramban wanted to bring a raya that you see that an erechad can't pass a mishvua. What was the raya of the Ramban? New Chazar, by saying, a few weeks ago. What was the raya of the Ramban? Shemesh Shemesh L'Shemer. Remember the case? I hand over something to Reuven to wash for me, and Reuven goes ahead without asking me and hands it over to Shimon. So what's the din? We pass in Shemesh Shemesh L'Shemer is Chayev. Why is Shemesh Shemesh L'Shemer Chayev? He had no right to give it over to somebody else because I don't trust another guy to take shvuas. I only trusted Reuven, I don't trust Shimon. So therefore, Shimon shvua that something happened is meaningless to me. And Reuven himself can't take a shvua. Why? He has no idea. He's betoch shen erech l'shava. So comes the Gemara and says that Shemesh Shemesh L'Shemer is chayev because I'm demanding Reuven to take a shvua l'shemer. He cannot do so because he doesn't know the case. He doesn't know the facts. He doesn't know what happened in the end. And Shimon stepping up to the plate to give a shvua, I say, Shimon, I don't know who you are. I don't trust you. I never accept your shvuas. So therefore, Reuven is a classic betoch shen erech l'shava shalim. He has to pay. Frek the Ramban akasha no mochamis. No, Chazar Rabbi said, what's the Ramban's kasha? Why is Reuven a mechuyu shvua? Why can't Shimon come up and say, listen, don't believe me b'tara shvua, that I understand, but I'm still a kasha id. I'm still a kasha aid. So let me be made. I'm telling you what happened. So let my statement of eidus pater Reuven from a shvua. Even the Rami Rutenberg is correct that a hechad can pater a shvua, so let the eidus of the Shemesh Sheini be b'tara seidach and pater a shvua. That was the Ramban's kasha. So Zevin Tendo says the Ramban, the Maram Rutenberg is wrong. You see the Erecha can't alter Shvuah. That was the Halakha Ramban's Raya. What did the Rush say about the Kasha? Mach the Ravek, he says, Yesh Machshim Hevel. He didn't even want to quote the Ramban by name. He said it was such a silly Kasha. Why was it such a silly Kasha, says the Rush? The Rush says, once the Shemir Rishon is a Mitech Shein Yochel Shava Mishalem, then this is no longer a Din Torah of Shvuah anymore. Now it's a Din Torah of Mominus. Abba Zoida, it's a Din Torah of Mominus. So then, you want the Shomesh Sheini to come and get you out of paying Mammon? You never heard of a Pasuk Chumash? Apishnai Medim Yochum Dover? And Nedechad is meaningless in the realm of Mammonus. If it would have still been Shavuos, so then we could negotiate the Maram. Yeah, no, yes, no, maybe so. But once the Din of Mitech and Yochum Shavuos kicks in, so that transforms the Din Torah out of the realm of Shavuos into the realm of Mammonus. Once it's the Din Torah of Mammonus, then Nedechad is meaningless. That was the Rosh's Dichu of the Ramban. So B'shaita, what did we say? No, we explained that there's a major machlekes, the Ramban, the Rush going on, how to understand this klal of Mitech Sheni Yochel Shav Mishalim. What happens? So the Ramban apparently understood that Mitech Sheni Yochel Shav Mishalim means it was once a dintera of Shavuos, it is still a dintera of Shavuos, it will always be a dintera of Shavuos. There's a din in Hilchos Shavuos that if you can't take a Shavua, Nebuch, we're going to make you pay. But the koyach of the Eirecha, the koyach of Shavuos Hashem, and the koyach of Meidav Mikzas, it's never a din Torah of Mammonus. It's always a din Torah of Shavuos. The Hilchos Shavuos has its rules. One of the details, one of the quirks of Hilchos Shavuos is that he who should swear and cannot swear has to pay. But it's still called a din Torah of Shavuos. And therefore the Ramban thought that lo yitzuyu that an erechad could pater a Shavua, he should have been able to pater even post the Mitech Shein Yochel Shava decision. And that's where the Rush parted company from the Ramban. That's where the Rush says, no. Mitech Shein Yochel Shava Mishalem is megala to me that a din Torah of Shavuos is a din Torah of Mammonus. Basically, every Shavuos HaSharmim is every case of Sharma, every case of Medivik, every case of Erechlet, is basically a Din Torah and Dini Mamas. There's a quirk that you can get out of paying Mamas if you take a Shavua. And if you can't take the Shavua, the Mil, you Chayav in Mamas. So that was, we spoke about this Berichas, right? Machalek is Ramban and the Rosh. So now the Rosh is Mamas the Shittosai. The Rosh comes and says, what are you telling the story? The Chidu Givir Ragash is telling me a story that Shavua, and there's no Migo, Mamas, there is Migo. That's undermining this equation. And I am the strongest in support of this equation. This is me. This is the Rosh. The Rosh in Shavuos, this Kash against the Rimagash, is the Rosh, the Shittasa in Bav Metzia, the Dicha, the Raya, the Ramban. Who saw this Rosh in Shavuos? Did everyone realize this? Who did realize the Rosh, the Shittasa? Who realizes the Rosh, the Shittasa? Who realizes now? Of course it's the Rosh, the Shittasa. So the Rimagash is not Meshuba to the Rosh, the Shittasa. So the Rimagash will say, that's Akasha? That Shavua has to equal Mammon? So we took the teeth out of the kasha of the Rosh. But we didn't really answer the kasha. But not by a long shot. Why? We just showed why the Rosh's addition, his tesefes, to the kasha is not in kasha, necessarily. But the basic question is still there. It means, manishtana. Manishtana migo. Manishtana migo. Migo lift up mammon. Migo lift up shvua. Even if you don't like the razzle-dazzle edition of the Rosh, the Kusha still Mekara Isa will still bother with the Kasha. How come? What's the Svara? If Migo is good, Migo is a good Raya, Migo proves to you beyond the shadow of doubt, you're convinced Migo is acceptable, make up your mind. Either you like Migo or you don't like Migo. If you don't like Migo, go to another Shia. If you like Migo, accept Migo, so let it work all the time. Let it work for Mammon, Bishuas. What's the difference? So we were able to deflect the addition of the Rosh, but the original Kasha is still a glaring Kasha. What's Pshat of the Rivagash? Let's try and the Rambam. What's the beer and Svara in these Rishayim? Any ideas? I don't want to go Kachatan. You know why? Because I don't really understand Kachatan. That's what we said 3 years ago, but we got to go somewhere else. Everybody say, what's Pshat of the Rivagash? So everybody say, before we get focus in on the reason for a possible number of possible reasons, let's take a step back conceptually and look at some of the other limitations we've bumped into Migo over the last couple of months.
When do you trust Migo? How much do you trust Migo? Because Shavua is there for clarification, so if we trust Migo completely, then there's no need for Shavua. But are you not just saying we trust Migo because that's the best thing we have here, but if we have an opportunity for Shavua, it's not Shavua.
You're mechavim to the Taz. You saw the Taz, you just made it the Taz. But we got a while to go. Taz is the icing on the cake, so we got to eat the cake first. Okay? But basically, let's take it 3 steps back. This is not the first limitation we found in Hilchos Migo. We found an awful lot of limitations in Migo. We've been learning B'Metzia Dav Beis. I mean, we found a bunch in the first Mishnah, right? The whole question of the Rishonim, how come the Zel Mechet Kulishli V'Zel Mechet Tishli doesn't work? So how many limitations? Give me just a list. Let's list a few. Different situations where Migo fails to work. What? Migo Lahaitzi. Give me another one, not even from Davbez, but from what we just spoke about so much now. Ha'aza. What was the third? Give me one more. Nah, I don't want that one. Give me Mom the Moment. Okay. Let's focus on these three. Three limitations of Migo. Not everybody buys into all three of them, but three different possibilities of limitations of Migo. Conceptually, are these all the same? Is the nature of the limitation the same? Or let's contrast the first two for a moment. Is the reason why Migo Lahaitzi doesn't work the same reason why Migo Daz doesn't work? Everybody say, one could raise a fundamental chakira. When we find the limitation in Migo, what's the essence, what's the nature of that limitation? Is the limitation in the guf habigo itself? Namely, Migo is supposed to prove something. The whole idea of Migo, I'm proving something. This Migo is not a proof. There's some glitch in this Migo that it doesn't meet the standard of proof. That's a migo in the guf. That's a chaser in the guf amigo. Something is chaser in the migo itself, in the mechanism of the migo itself. Then there's another type of limitation of ego. The ego is great. It's gavaldic. It's the greatest proof of the world. The only thing is, it happens to appear in an area of halacha that ego doesn't work. Migo, I could be Michal Shabbos, because Migo, I could be Shom Shabbos. The words don't make any sense. Migo doesn't work everywhere. There are some areas where Migo doesn't have to bar a second. There's no jurisdiction for Migo. It's like every once in a while, a case gets thrown out for different reasons. A case, Pavel, secular law. A case gets thrown out of court for different reasons. Either it can get thrown out of court because there's something intrinsically wrong with the case. Well, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the case. It's just that the crime happened in Missouri and you're in Nevada. You don't have jurisdiction here. Am I right? We are lawyers. No one in law school? No one knows anything? Can I say whatever I want? Does that make sense what I just said? Good. It means it doesn't belong. There's no klayach. The klayach of the Beis Din of Illinois doesn't have the klayach to judge this case. The case is, there's nothing wrong with the case. The case is perfect. It's intrinsically solid. It's just that we don't have the authority to deal with this case. So what do we mean when we say that amigo doesn't work? Amigo doesn't work because of it's chaser in the guf amigo, or amigo doesn't work because amigo just doesn't have authority in this area of halacha. So let's use these three as examples. Amigo lahaitzi. Well, is there anything wrong with amigo? Amigo's great. It's just that amigo doesn't have authority to be my team. And why not? We said this. Because it's not a what? But it's not a motzi mechavel of a raya. It's not shnei yopim dover. It's a rove. It's a bee. Whatever it is, it doesn't have the ability to paskin a shayla lahitzi mamur. Is the migo intrinsically bad? No. Nothing wrong with the migo. What about a migo da'aza? What's the problem with the migo? It's a problem with amigo. It means the whole idea of a migo is you're probably telling the truth because you could have just as well. What was that next word? Easily lied. Migo da'aza cuts out the word easily out of the equation. You couldn't just have easily lied. The way you're lying now, it's a breeze. You couldn't have easily lied. You would have lied. You would have been shaken. You would have been on the chutzah. And people are such nice. They're heretz. So that's a chisaron in the guf amigo. It's not the same type of a chisaron. Interesting. What about a chisaron of amigo and mamon mamon? What's the problem there? Is that a chisaron in the guf amigo? Is that a chisaron of jurisdiction? What? What is it? What is it? Who remembers? Who remembers? Is it guf amigo or jurisdiction? Machlekes or Rishonim? What was the machlekes? The Ran? What did the Ran say? The Ran said, why is migo mamon mamon no good? Says the Ran. Because we're afraid that you may be mayis. It doesn't look like a migo da'aza, but says the Ran, once you're in a different case, we don't know what the person's kashbanis are. Kolzman, you're in the same dintar, you talk about the same mammon, so then we can psychologically assess, this is chutzpah, this is not chutzpah. Once you're out of the same mammon, you're out of balance, you can be doing anything, you can be talking about anything, you can say anything. There's a chisarn de guf amigo, every migo mi mammon, the mammon says the man is a softik migo de hazer, that's basically what he said. And we said, according to other Rishonim, that may not be right. According to other Rishonim, what's the problem of migo mi mammon, the mammon? It doesn't work, you're in the wrong case. It's a different case. You don't have this chusataina. You don't have the koechataina, which we don't want to say. You don't have this chusataina. It means you don't have jurisdiction in this case. We're talking about a different case. You're going to be remigo from Rav Basharshim, from Mashkel. It's easy to achli chushlos. Do those things remember? Do you guys remember those things? Did we talk about those things? So again, every time you look at a chisar and amigo, you have to ask yourself, is it a jurisdiction question? Is it a guf amigo? An emonis issue? Rabbi Sai, when the Rimagash says the Migo doesn't work in the realm of Shavuos, what's he saying? Which way is he saying? So you're saying it better. One second. There you go. Start to say it, then you backtrack. Hold on. Which one is it? So come to Gedolei Acharonim and have a major machlokes conceptually. Which way is it going? What is the svar l'chalak between the two?
Well, you say it's not the migo. It's just that we have, for example, like shomer. We have a shlosh shomer, so it doesn't make sense that migo would be able to work there because they wouldn't have room to actually have shlosh shomer. The Torah wouldn't allow migo.
Okay, we're going to come back to the Taz. Let's take it slowly.
Maybe like what Zach was saying, that it's a concern in the actual Migu itself, because people are more willing to lie when they're just getting out of Shua, as opposed to meaning like, you think, oh, it's a Shua, it's okay to lie, but like, to get out of money, they feel maybe more guilty.
Usually the other way around. Gemara usually says Shavuos, people are more and more nervous about. So comes the Levush. Levush Malchus. For the parish on Dalachak Shachanach. Comes Levush in Chayshe Mishpat and says, I'll tell you what the secret, the detox secret of the Ruma Gash is. It's pure and simple psychology. Says Levush, what's the whole Migo predicated on? That a person's thinking through every possibility that he has. If I'm saying this, believe me, I'm saying this because I could have said X, Y, and Z, and I thought of X, Y, and Z. I went through my list of tainas, and I decided to say this. Oh, that's a riot, then I'm probably telling the truth. Comes Levush and says, when you have a din Torah, in din Mamonis, what are the stakes? If the guy loses, what happens? He's got to pay. The guy's going to review his case 1,000 times. He's going to think through every possible permutation of a taina that I could have. And from the fact that he didn't taina something, it doesn't mean it didn't cross his mind. Of course it crossed his mind, but he chose not to taina it. Why? Because he's an honest fellow. That's Migo. But the din Torah is on Shavuos. The guy loses the din Torah for Shavuos. So what happens? Based in Paskins, what? Take the Shavuos? I'll take the Shavuos! He'll take the Shavuah. He thinks he's telling the truth anyway. He's going to take the Shavuah. He doesn't review his case with such seriousness. It's only a Shavuah. Not the person's going to take a Shavuah Sheker. Not like some of you guys were saying. No. Chalil, I never take a Shavuah Sheker. But he's not going to exhaust all possibilities of kindness to get out of a Shavuah. He's going to hire the top-notch lawyers to get him out of a moment. Because he knows that if he loses momentous, he loses money. If he loses Shavuah, worse comes to worse, he'll take a Shavuah. But they're honest guys here. No one's lying. Everyone's honest. Says Levush, the whole concept of amigo is predicated on the assumption that the guy knows the other options and he's thought through the other options. That's what some Achronim say, raise a red flag in every amigo. You know what they say? Unbelievable tying against amigos. Maybe amigos only work for Tamid HaChom. They don't work for people who don't know how to learn. Because the guy's in Amharitz, he never learned the Gemara. He doesn't know what tainas he could say. What do you mean? Because you could have said, he never heard of Paraita. He never heard of this. So some Achronim say, wait a second, every Amoritz can never win a Din Torah based on Migo, because he never thought of the other Tainas. And then other Achronim say, wait a second, the opposite, if a guy's a Talmid Chacham, then he knows the Sugyas, and he knows that if I say this, I'm going to be believing in the Migo, so Migo can only work for the Amoritz, not for the Talmid Chacham. So you can't put those two things together, because then who the Migo's for? The Bein in him. The one guy in the world, we've been spending 6 months of Migo, the one guy, he's not such a Lamda, not such an Amoritz. Means he learned a little bit, but he doesn't really know the Sugyas too well. Migos only for the guys who get 70 on the Bechina. Guy gets 100 on the Bechina, extra credit, no Migos. The guy who gets a 3 on the Bechina, nothing. Guy gets a 70, he's right, smack him. He knows a little bit, doesn't know too much. He gets Migo. Come on. How late sonnus is that? That never. But the question that the Achronim are raising is a good question. Namely, if Migo is really honest to goodness, a psychological viewer based on the fact that you could have timed it, that's assuming that you knew what you were timing. Or assuming, for our purposes, you thought through what you were timing. So comes Levush and says, that's what undermines the Migo Lishvua. That's the lumdus of the Rinagash. If that's the case, then Migo Lifta Mishvua Lo Amrinan is much closer to what? Is it closer to this or closer to this? Much closer to Migo than Azar. It's a chesed of the group of Migo. It means there's no real Bira here, because in the case of Azar, there's no real Bira because you couldn't just as easily. And according to this, there's no real Bira because you didn't think through all your time as carefully for sure. That's the Mahalach of Lubush. Same Mahalach, the Chorim in Chashimish, but called Lubush. Comes the Sma, so the side of Cheshire Mishmah, and says, no, I'll tell you where Migo fails, according to the Rimagash. I'm so past according to the Rimagash. According to the Rimagash, says the Sma, I'll tell you where Migo falls short. We want to take a guy's money away. We have a din Torah that the guy's just about to lose. We want to take the guy's money away. And the guy's crying to us, wait a second, I have an ego. we're going to make take a guy's money away? We're going to be mighty mammon? When the guy still is crying, he's got an ego? How can you take money away from a guy? How are you talking? You're going to be mighty mammon? In the case of a shvuah, it's the big deal. So we'll make the guy take a shvuah. Big deal. He'll take a shvuah. If he's an honest fellow, so it'll be nishpah lemis. The odds of nishpah shek are unlikely. So therefore, says the sma, the migo's great. There's nothing wrong with the migo. But we're going to shake a million times before we take away a guy's money. We're not going to shake a million times before we make a guy take a shvuah. And who made up this difference? So this is where the smart gets himself into trouble. Did I put the smart among them? No. Comes the smart and says, who made up this difference? This svara. Says the smart, the bad word in the sugya. He says, the rabban. He said, lo rotzu chazal chayev mamon, when a guy has an ego on his side. But even though the guy's a migo on his side. Comes the shach and says, what? Do you realize what you just said? What did he just say, this man? He just said migo is in who's making up the rules of migo here? But the rabbonon? In fact, the shach, migo's a derabbonon? How are you talking? The var kazeh, migo's a derabbonon? That's against everything we've been saying. Against our sugya, against the ritva, against the this, against the rashi, against the ta'ira. Migos de rabbanon, come on, nobody said that. So the emes is that the smash pshat is gewaldige pshat. He didn't have to say the word de rabbanon. It's deflected his pshat. His pshat is a gewaldige pshat. Just leave out the word de rabbanon. What's the smash really saying? If we want to put it into our terms, into our lumpisha terms, terms that we're familiar with, what would you say to support the Sma's distinction? Don't say Dirabbanan, don't say Lahutzi Mamun, we don't want to, we don't like to, we're not comfortable. Say it sharper, basically. What do you want to say? Migo creates a what? Migo raises a what? Migo is not a birur. Migo is a what? Migo is a what? It's not a red flag, it's not a red light, it's a what? The yellow light. It raises a latest asophic. Migo is not mevara that the guy's telling the truth. Migo is not as chusataina. Migo is a latest asophic. He's got a good point. Up until now, he had no point at all. He said some convoluted taina that's meaningless in halacha. We said, this is a taina. We don't even want to talk to you. This is nothing. You're going to lose money right now. He produces a migo. Migo raises the possibility in our minds that he may be telling the truth. It's the first time in 3 years we ever said that, right? We said migos abira, 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 abira is up to sma. It's not a biro. It's a mailinus asophic. It's a latest asophic that maybe he's telling the truth. Now what do you do? Now what do you do? So now we've created a latest asophic on a level of diaraisa. It's a diaraisa asophic. We no longer are certain about ourselves than we thought. We thought 5 minutes ago we knew everything about the case. I claimed you all the money. He said you know the money. We thought for sure we knew what the outcome of the case was going to be. Come, Migo, and says not so posh anymore. It's a suffic mummin. So what do you do? So let's go back to the drawing board. What do you do when you have a latest suffic and mumminess? What's the answer? If you have a suffic and mumminess, what do you do? I can no longer take money away from you. What if we have a suffic whether you're nischayev shvua? Well, we know you were in this chayv shvuah. We know that this is a shvuah sashomer kind of scenario, and now we have some kind of a latest asafek that maybe somehow we were able to mevarer to exempt you from a shvuah. A safek biur is going to be the pater shvuah. Lucky though, a safek biur is enough to tell Beis that we can't dig into your pocket and take your money away. A latest asafek is not a pater shvuah. Once a chiyuv shvu is chal, you need a birur. And a migo is not a birur. So the sma didn't need the rabbanon. They didn't get as confused with the rabbanon. They get the shach all upset about it. But the yisod is a fundamental yisod. Rabbi said conceptually, what's the sma saying? According to the sma, what's the problem of a migo lifter mishvua? It's not a chisaron of the migo. It's just as valid Migo as it is in the realm of Mominus. It's just as good statistics as the realm of Mominus. The only problem is it's not a 90%, it's only 50%. So it has no jurisdiction to Pater Shavua. There's no authority to Pater Shavua. So according to the Sma, it's much closer to the Chisaron Migo Hotzi, which would also just parenthetically explain why Migo Hotzi Lo Amrinan. That would be an unbelievable such a double poshut. The Migo Hotzi Lo Amrinan. Remember, we were kvetching before, why does Migo Hotzi not work? Why not? What's the problem? So we say, well, it's a robe, but it's enoch monach a robe. This is better than that. This is saying it's not even a robe. It's only a sofik. It's a latest a sofik. It can't be mitzimon based on a latest a sofik. So Rabbi say, so far so good. So we have different representations of different achronim giving us different formulations as to what the problem is. Comes the Taz. Ready for the icing on the cake. Comes to Taz and says, you're going to tell me, it's up to Taz, that Amigo is not a birur? It's a birur. It's a birur. It's not a Suffolk birur. It's a birur. It's a birur gomor. But up to Taz, there are birurs and there are, what's the next word? There are birurs. Not all birurin are created equal. Says the Taz, I'll bring you a raya. The Gemara beginning with Maseches Pesachim has a shaila. Sounds like a very, very different area of halacha. It's the same Yisrael. Quotes the Gemara of Davdalim Pesachim. The Gemara has a shaila. If I rent a house from somebody in Erev Pesach, can I assume that the Balabayas did B'dikas Chometz or not? Can you assume rove people do B'dikas Chometz as opposed to some people don't? Some people are going away for Pesach, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Some people do, some people don't. You're not sure. We can't say with certainty the guy did because not, but he probably did. So comes the Gemara and says, can I rely on that rove or not and not bother doing B'digas Chometz? So frankly, Gemara, my nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? That's the Gemara's question. Mashiach, call the guy and ask him. Call the guy and ask him. Answers the Gemara, Hachamai Skim, he left already. The guy's in Hawaii, he's ready on the cruise. He already left for Pesach. He's ready celebrating Pesach in Cairo by the pyramids. He's not here anymore. He went on his trip. He's not going to come back till the end of the summer. So what do you see from the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara jumped and said, how could you rely on Rav? Chalil v'chalil, l'shayla, ask him. So come to Rishonim and already medayik from that Gemara, fundamental yisoid. What's the fundamental yisoid? Even though Rav may be true, even though the leave of the Yemis, it's a row, at a 90% chance, and we're going to rely. At the end of the day, we're going to rely on it. If we can't track the guy down, he never left us a cell phone, we're going to rely on the row. But the Gemara said, Afal Pichain, when it's Evshel Levara Yeser, Chayav Levara. What's a better bureau than Rove? Rove is, he probably checked. What's a better bureau? What?
No.
He told you that he checked. Erech Nebi Surin. You want to rely on a shvacha rov, all right, but you're stuck. You can't have no choice. You rely on rov. But if you're able, evshel levarer, chayav levarer. So comes the Taz and quotes that din in Chayshe Mishpat. And he said, that's why the Rima guy says, maybe lift a mishpah. I mean, Amir was a birur. It's not a suffix like this, it's a birur. But there's a better birur. What's the better birur? Shavuos. Shavuos is a better birur. And therefore, in a situation where you have the ability to put forward a better birur, you can take a shavua, take the better birur. B'chi ha'gavna, halacha will not accept the lower level of birur. So not that it's not a birur, it is a halachic birur, it's a rove, it's not a sofa, it's not a yellow light, it's a green light, red light, whatever you want to call it, it's 100%, not 100%, it's an 85% birur, but shavua is a 90% birur. And the halacha requires it to do the higher level of birur if and when possible. So according to the Taz, it's, what kind of a chisaron is it? It's not a chisaron in the guf amigo. It's the same statistics as my mamon, but it's a chisaron in jurisdiction. And hilcha shvuos doesn't permit you to get away with a lower level of birur. But it's not that there's anything wrong with the guf amigo. So you have three ma'alchav of three gedolei achareinim in the world of psak halach and chayshe mishpat, between the lavush and the sma and the taz. Everyone trying to figure out what is the pshat. How could it be? Are you talking? Isn't it a birur? If it's a birur in one area of halacha, why isn't it a birur in another area of halacha? So according to the Lavosh, it's not really mevar, but mamonos, because the way the guys, people think in different thought patterns, between mamonos and shavuos. So it loses in the birur. According to the Sma, we misunderstood. It's not really a Bira. It's only a Suffolk, and therefore Shavuos and Mamre are different. And according to the Taz, it's a Bira here, it's a Bira there. People think of the same thought patterns. It's just a technical chisaron of the jurisdiction. And of course, we can come back to the fourth thing that Ruth said. We can say that maybe, the Rimagash is saying something very, very, very startling to us. Maybe our whole question, the whole premise of our question was not correct. We started off by saying, hey, if it's a biror, if it's good enough biror for Mammon, why isn't it good enough biror for Shavuos? Even without the Rosh is touching up the question. What's the difference? If it's good biror here, it's good biror there. Maybe we put the wrong word into Migo. Maybe Migo was never biror in the first place. Maybe we missed the boat. There never was any aspect of biror to Migo. If it's not a biror, what is it? So we fall back on our old friend. Our old friend what? So again, we're not really sure what all those terms mean. But one thing we know is that it's not really a biror. If that's the case, so then it becomes obvious that in Hilchos Shavuos, it's going to fail miserably. Because in Hilchos Shavuos, what do you need? You need a biror. That's what a shvu is. A shvu is a biror of the emes. So the Torah said, you have a suffix. The only way to resolve the suffix is to even fire the suffix. You want to tell me there's another mechanism of biror that is sufficient? Maybe. But Migo's not that. Migo's not a biror in the first place. So again, it would be similar to the Lahotzi piece. It doesn't have jurisdiction here, but it's a fundamental split. It means the chisaron of why it doesn't have jurisdiction reveals to us something about the very nature of Migo is, something that we didn't expect before starting the sugya. We expected because we spoke about it before, but nobody else did. So they say, when all the dust settles, if I wake you up now at 11:55 in the morning and ask you, what do you think? Is Amigo potem mishvu or not? So you have to go through all the rayas. You've got to think through. It's not such a simple question. You got to know about Metzia Dav Gimelin. You got to know what other Gemara's got to know. You got to know Eid Echad. You got to know Shavu Stav Mem Hei. You got to know all these sugyas about back and forth and back and forth. Is Amigo potem mishvu or not? And you come to the realization there are no rayas. And you got to leave the world of rayas and go into the world of svaras. And you ask yourself, are they the same or they're not the same? So the Rima Gash has to explain himself. But number one, because like the Hate says, a difference, and the Rush added on to the question. For that, we were able to deflect a little bit. We took a little bit of the sharpness of tone out of the question of the Rush. But the fundamental question is still there, which leads us into three very, very different directions. The Gedali Acharonim, in Chayshim Mishpat, what exactly the Chisaron is. It highlights for us, it forced us to rethink some of the Chisaronim that we go, probably before today's Shia, we didn't think of these terms. Did we have these on the board in our minds and said, hey, this is the Chisaron in jurisdiction, this is the Chisaron in the Migo, this is the Machlag Zivisham, did we think these terms? I don't know, I didn't think these terms. I only started to think in these terms after I started to see these Acharonim about Migo Lifter Mishvua. But Kachi Dakar Shal Torah, when you learn more and more, then you start to go back and think, hey, wait a second, this analysis of this sugya is revealing something about some of the other things that we've analyzed in the past. Okay, and then, of course, for good luck, we always fall back on us. So, Rabbi Sai, I can see him on the Migo Liftor Mishvua, part of the sugya. This is only the second, this is only the Amarava, right? This wasn't even the sugya. The sugya wasn't even called the Migo Liftor Mishvua. Wasn't that the sugya? Rebbe Amar Torah, right. This is all the Rebbe Gash's, a whole different version of Rebbe Amar Torah. So Rabbi Sai, we're back to Rabba. That's what we're back to once again. So the Amar Rabba. Rabba started us off by saying, Rebbe Amar Torah. Again, we weren't sure what the Kasha is. Was it Taisa's version, the Rashi's version, the Rebbe Gash's version, three Malcolm and the Rishonim, Rebbe Amar Torah. But there was a question, and we know what the answer is. The answer is what? Something about Ha'azah. So hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, the next Gemara that we have. So we'll talk a little bit, we'll begin the next sugya and start to understand a little bit about what exactly the answer of Rabba was, since we're not sure what his question was, but at least maybe we'll get some better luck with the answer. Okay, so tomorrow, Mitzvah, we're going to have a special shiur. So we'll have shiur tomorrow morning at 9:30, okay? All right, sorry again for the change of the schedule. Hopefully we will try to get back into a normal pattern. Mitzvah, tomorrow 9:30 to about 10:30-ish. Okay, special shiur. What's the topic? I don't know, we'll find out by tomorrow. Okay, try to get ahead of the Mammon Kavos here. So the last sugya is, right, this coming sugya is going to be the last one on the Bechina.